He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
We've got the Dow up 157 points right now to 16,947. The NASDAQ is up 32 points to 4,780. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 is up 16 points to 1,996. Crude oil is up 1.7%. We're at $49.36. That's quite a rise. I think we're at 27% off the bottom now in crude oil. And I'll talk a little bit about that here in a moment. Gold is at $1,145 per ounce. The euro is at 1.12. The 10-year yield right now is at 2.08%. So moving up here just a little bit. So what's causing today's move upwards in the market? You know what? We've had about four or five in a row here, although I see it as being a little bit weaker underneath the surface of it than it looks here. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, let's take a look at the news that's driving the markets here today. The Bank of Japan holds steady. No more printing of yen in Japan, at least for now. They'll stand pat with their current stimulus, which is still quite strong in Japan. We have interest rates, which came down to under 2% here for a while on the 10-year. Now we're back up above that. We're at 2.07. But that has caused a spike in mortgage applications, and I think that's a good thing, right? A little bit of business for the mortgage guys. Maybe some home buying taking place. That's good for the economy. What else do we have going on? The crude oil stockpiles. Okay, you're wondering why crude oil has been going up here recently. Well, I've seen two factors. One is that the oil stockpiles finally are starting to decrease in the world. Inventory is starting to fall. Supply is starting to fall. And that has pushed oil prices up. I believe oil prices are now 27% higher than the low that they set several weeks ago. And I've also seen a weakening dollar here in the U.S. You know, when the Fed stands pat, when the Fed is so dovish, that causes the dollar to drop, and we've seen a rise in oil prices and other commodity prices, to be honest with you. We're finally starting to see a little bit of a rally in the copper stocks, the mining stocks. Man, these things have just been slaughtered here over the last 12 months. The earnings season is underway, and I got to tell you that so far it hasn't been very good. Obviously, we've only had a few report. Yum Brands. Let's begin there. Yum Brands, a stock that I do not own. That's Kentucky Fried Chicken, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, A&W Root Beer, the four major food groups. Yum right now, Louisville-based company, is down. Let's just take a look at that chart. And they're blaming China. How weak is the Chinese economy when they give up eating Kentucky Fried Chicken? You know it's weak. Yum is down $15.44. Yum is a component of the S&P 500. So that will take a nick out of the S&P 500 earnings. Also, Monsanto, you know, hey, GMO seeds and all of this, that, not so popular. Monsanto continues in a nosedive. Monsanto, big quarterly miss here, down $2.44. They missed by 17 cents. And they're going to lay off 2,600 people. Let's see what else is going on. Adobe, one of my stocks, they got a little bit lower. Okay, there's another component of the S&P 500. Adobe's down a little bit, not enough to make me want to sell the stock. I still see some big earnings growth this year and next year. But they did disappoint here in this quarter. So that's three in a row. The first three S&P 500 stocks out of the gate reporting earnings have all missed by quite a wide margin. I hope this does not set a precedent. We have also, well, as I continue to say, and I sent out a tweet yesterday, I am finding ideas on both the long and the short side. The biotech industry, for one, continues to get slammed. And I still see a lot of vulnerable biotech stocks. And the former leading sector in the market, the healthcare stocks, the healthcare sector, the medical sector, is also getting slammed. So there's opportunities there on the downside. But there's more opportunities right now still. I still remain about 50% on the long side. I have about 40% cash, and I have just a few hedges out there right now to just take a little bit of the volatility out of folks' portfolios. And there's, once again, opportunities on both the long and the short side. Now, here's an S&P 500 stock. Okay, this is one that I own, and I've talked about many, many times here on the Best Stocks Now radio hour, Constellation Brands. That's everything in your neighbor's trash can. Corona beer, wine bottles. You know, I don't know about your neighbor. I mean, if you live next to me, you're not going to find that stuff, but for the most part, on Recycling Tuesday, you're going to see a lot of that stuff in the recycling bin. Constellation Brands blows up to the upside today. They beat earnings. We have a new high in Constellation Brands. That's a big, big holding here at Gunderson Capital Management. And Constellation Brands cites strong beer trends. Well, I'm sure the opening of the NFL has helped them quite a bit there. Pacific Crest thinks that Netflix could exceed earnings. I'm an owner of Netflix. Well, it's been a little soggy here recently, just kind of going sideways, but I still continue to own Netflix. And finally, I want to tell a little story. I had a guy call us the other day. He owned one stock. And normally on the surface, you would think that Bill Gunderson would say, you know what, it's not a good idea to own just one stock. But I found out what that one stock was, and it was a good utility down in the South, ScanaCorp. And I looked at the long-term record of ScanaCorp, and I saw that over the long haul, it's beat the S&P 500. It's got a very low risk level. It's a very low volatility stock. And the guy didn't have a big, big holding in it, but it was the one stock that he owned, and it was a fairly sizable amount of money in the one stock. And he was wanting to know if he should transfer the account to me and have me diversify and buy 20 stocks. And I looked at the long-term record. I looked at the five-year. I looked at the three-year. I looked at the one-year. I looked at the dividend yield, and I said, you know what? This stock has served you well over the years. This stock has never done you wrong. It's my advice, and I normally wouldn't say this to someone owning just one stock. Just stick with it. You know, you sell it, you're going to have capital gains to pay, and, you know, you're going to expose yourself to a little bit more risk maybe on the by diversifying out into other stocks, and this one has performed. It's proven itself over the years. So my advice to him, pays a 3.9% dividend yield. my advice to him was, you know what, just stick with it. I think he was about 78 years old, something like that. So anyways, we're not going to try to sell you an annuity. We're going to give you our honest opinion. We're not going to try to sell you any kind of a program. We're not going to try to scare you. We're going to give you the truth, and you go with it, whatever you want to do. So, you know, if you have a question like that, you can always call us here at Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. Or you can always send us an email, pwstreet.com. And, you know, we'll give you our honest opinion. Other times people send me stuff and I see just a horrible portfolio. That's the other side of the coin. So, you know, every situation is different. And we'll do our best to steer you in the right direction. All right, we'll see if we can get the sound fixed during the break. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do no matter what happens in the market? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the best strategy to prosper in times of turmoil, or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's a great feeling to know that Bill Gunderson is an experienced captain who knows from decades of being at the helm just how to steer around financial storms and maybe even profit during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your supposed financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will evaluate your current positions and rechart a course that might just keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner at a mega big box firm who doesn't even know your name. There is always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give us a call at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we got some kind of bug in the headphones that we'll have to root out here when the show is over. So in the meantime, we'll do it on the good old iPhone here. I'm sure it's not as clear, but I'll try to talk loud, okay? Let's talk about a Best Stock Now. How about it, Gunderson? That's the name of your show, doggone it. Let's try a small cap stock here. I like the news today of the big increase in mortgage applications here recently. Well, you know, you've got the 10-year down at 2.08%. I got to believe that people are looking for places to put their money. Maybe they're a little bit afraid of the stock market right now. And maybe they're looking into real estate and home. Whatever, we're seeing increased activity there. And a stock that I own in my dividend-paying account, because it pays a nice dividend yield of 2.5%, is a company that's headquartered in Santa Ana. Santa Ana is just up the line from us here, not too far from the Magic Kingdom where Mickey Mouse roams. First American Financial Corp offers title insurance policies on residential and commercial properties, and they also offer specialty insurance. Well, you kind of know the drill around here by now, I'm sure. The first thing we look at is the performance of the stock over the years. This is a company that went public in 2010. Well, that's long after the bashing that the real estate industry took back in the year 2007 and 2008. I guess they got their house in order, or maybe they started up fresh. I don't know, but they went public in 2010 at $11 per share. This has been one of the more successful IPOs over the years from that time period. First American Financial, which is FAF on the New York Stock Exchange, has gone from $11 a share to almost $40 per share. That's a pretty good move. That works out to a 25.3% per year return. That includes that 2.5% dividend over the last 5 years. Meanwhile, the market's averaged 11.3% per year over the last 5 years, meaning that the stock has outperformed the market by a pace of better than 2-1. Over the last 3 years, it's done a very good job of returning money into the shareholders' pockets. Hey, you know, I don't care how much the CEO makes. Yes, I believe in good corporate governance, but if the CEO's making the shareholders' money, to me, that's one of the biggest factors in rating a stock, and he has been. Over the last 3 years, this stock's been delivering 23.2% per year to investors while the market's been delivering 11. That's a double. Lots of alpha there. No guarantees going forward, but looking in the rearview mirror, that's a double. Over the last 12 months, FAF is up 50% while the market's up just 1%. That's a heck of a lot of alpha. This is one of the strongest performing stocks in the entire market, and it's just a boring little title insurance company that pays a dividend of 2.5%. It's almost a mid-cap now, still in the small-cap area, but moving towards mid-cap status. All right, let's take a look at the valuation of the shares. Man does not live by momentum and relative strength alone. He also needs a little bit of value, right? And by the way, the relative strength number on this stock by Investor's Business Daily on a scale of 1 to 99 is 92, showing you the strength even during this little sell-off that we've had in the market. Now, the stock currently has a P.E. ratio of about 15. It's trading at just 13.8 times forward earnings. The market right now is trading at about 15 times forward earnings, meaning that this stock is trading at a slight discount to the market right now. It's expected to continue to grow their earnings by about 10% per year over the next 5 years. This isn't a phenomenal growth technology stock, but it's a steady plotter. And every portfolio, in my opinion, should have room for some steady plotters. Well, when I take a look at their earnings estimates for next year, which are $2.84, extrapolate it out over the next 5 years at 10% per year, and then apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for First American Financial, I come up with the target price of $64. The stock's currently trading at $39.64. In addition to that, it pays a dividend yield of about 2.5% per year. Now, this isn't a recommendation. This is an example of what I like, the criteria, the collision of value and performance. And you throw in a little dividend yield. And lastly, we look at a chart of the stock. And I see a stock that exploded late last year in October from $26 a share, been on a nice upwards trend ever since, going through a little basing action right now. And it looks to me like it could go higher. Not a recommendation, but an example of what I consider to be a best stock. Now, this is an example of one on the long side of the ledger. There's also examples that I'm giving, and I've been tweeting out a few on individual stocks, but mostly on exchange-traded funds that go the opposite way of whatever index they track. There's ideas on both sides of the ledger. I think it's a time to have just a little bit of hedging in place. It helps on the days when the market's down big time, and we will have more of those coming along. But for the most vulnerable areas of the market, for some of the hedging in your portfolio. But on the other side of the market, there remains more good, bullish, long side positions than short side positions, and it just happens to be one of them. Anyways, First American Financial, FAF, once again, is a stock that we own in the income, growth and income accounts here at Gunderson Capital Management. By the way, I'm seeing quite a nice rally here recently in that sector of the market. That sector of the market has really underperformed this year. I pointed out in my newsletter about 3 weeks ago that even Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway, was down 14% year-to-date. And, of course, his portfolio tends to be made up of big, large, dividend-paying companies. And that's been one of the areas of the market that this year has been underperforming. But having said that, there's also some value there. And I think that's a pretty good place, a pretty good aisle to be shopping in right now. Some of the bigger companies that pay dividends for income and growth. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Now, Radio Hour. So far, we've talked about the Bank of Japan holding steady. We've talked about low interest rates causing a sharp rise in mortgage applications and using FAF, First American Financial, as an example of a stock that's benefiting from conditions in the world right now. It is a stock that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management. It's not a recommendation, but it's an example of what I like, companies that are flourishing in today's environment, and as an example of a stock that looks good on the long side of the equation. On the short side of the equation, I'm keeping my hedges in place for now to just take a little bit of the volatility out of portfolios right now. Earnings season is off and running. Well, you know, I call it a stumble out of the gate so far. big miss for Yum Brands. Yum Brands getting murdered here in early trading. We had Adobe guiding a little bit lower. That's one that I own, and that's one that I will continue to own. We also had Monsanto missing earnings by quite a bit, and Monsanto is going to lay off 2,600 people. And if I'm not mistaken, Monsanto is headquartered in St. Louis, Missouri. I just want to make sure of that. Yes, that is correct. Well, we'll be starting our new radio show in St. Louis. St. Louis is also home to Scott Trade and, of course, the St. Louis Cardinals, perennially in the playoffs. Wouldn't it be nice to have a franchise like that in your city? Boy, those Yankees, they look flat, don't they? Just flat. Nothing like the Yankees of old. I don't know, just a mishmash of players and just did not look good at all. And the Houston Astros, I count them six former Padres. You see, that's what the Padres do. We seed the other teams around the league and make them better. Everybody that we send to other teams ends up helping the other teams. That's what the Padres are good for. Anyways, we'll see if the Cubbies can win their game one today. It's not all bad. Constellation Brands beats earnings. They cite strong beer trends. Nothing flat about those earnings. Pacific Crest thinks Netflix could exceed estimates. Well, you know what? We'll see. Nobody knows for sure. Somebody sent me a tweet yesterday. Bill, do you think Constellation Brands will beat earnings tonight? My answer was nobody knows the answer to that. The company themselves, they're the only ones that know that. They also gave the example of a gentleman who called us. He had one stock, a utility in the South that served him well over many years. Instead of saying, hey, you should diversify or you should buy an annuity, no, I said, you know what? That thing served you well. Just stick with it. It's been a good one. Now watch it get slaughtered here. No, it's been a good one over the years. It's a utility. Come on. And we'll talk now about another best stocks now. I have featured this stock many, many times on my show. And when we feature it again, why is that? Because it's doing well. It's continuing to flourish in this environment. Oh, probably 2 years ago, probably two, maybe 3 years ago, we were headed over to spring training in Arizona. The Padres play in the Cactus League. And I got a call from the Fox Business Channel that they wanted me to come on that afternoon with Liz Claman. And my subject was the sin stocks. Okay. Well, all right, I'm a teetotaler and whatnot, but, I know a little bit about the sin stocks. So I racked my brain. I looked at my database. And I said, well, here's the ones that look best to me. One was a gambling stock, and one was Constellation Brands. That was about 3 years ago, probably about 2014. Constellation Brands was trading at about $80 at the time. The other stock that I mentioned, I'm trying to think of the name right now, but they ended up getting bought out for a big premium. Constellation Brands is now a $134 stock. Constellation Brands continues to hit new highs. It continues to be doing something right. And the stock is one that we continue to own here at Gunderson Capital Management. Constellation Brands is a $26 billion market cap company. They distribute branded wines and spirits in the U.S., Canada, New Zealand, and Italy. I think they drink a little wine in Italy, if I'm not mistaken. It's now a $26 billion large cap company, and they do pay a dividend. I own this not only in my conservative growth account, but I also own it in my growth and income account because of the dividend. Let's first take a look at the performance of the stock over the years. And, of course, past performance, no guarantor of future. Let's look at the New York Yankees. They've got a lot of pennant flags flying, a lot of World Series flags flying there in Yankee Stadium. Past performance, pretty good, but they sure let down the fans last night against the Houston Astros. Hey, congratulations to Houston. And you can thank us. We're heard in Houston daily now. That's a new market for us. I believe we begin Boston here, if we're not there already. But Houston has not been to the playoffs since 2005. I think that's about as long as us here with the Padres. We sent you Luke Gregerson, who's your closer. We sent you Chad Qualls. We sent you all kinds of, I counted six former Padres now playing for, well, Neshek. Neshek, is it Neshek? Pat Neshek, the little sidewinder reliever, also on those Houston Astros. And I believe Sipp, Tony Sipp, was a former Padre. Anyways, Constellation Brands over the last 10 years has been one of the stocks of the decade. Oh, not up there with Monster Beverage, but 18% per year is pretty good. That's doubling your money every 4 years had you invested in the stock 10 years ago. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 has been crawling along at 5% per year, way below long-term normal returns because we had something called a Great Recession and a bear market in the last decade. That occurred in 2007, 2008. That was a 53% hit. Well, how did Constellation Brands do that year? Even they were down 33%, but not the hit that the S&P 500 took. Over the last 5 years, Constellation Brands has been on a tear. I don't know. Is that a good commentary on America, on our society? Beer, wine, spirits increasing. I certainly see some of the results of that in the streets of San Diego every day on my traverse to work. Anyways, Constellation Brands, over the last 5 years, has grown or has delivered performance of 48% per year, while the market has delivered just 11. You know, people ask me, Bill, why are you a teetotaler? Tell you just a quick little story here, then we'll get back to Constellation Brands. My grandfather, Gundy Gunderson, was a Skid Row bum in Los Angeles. He was a beer alcoholic. And, you know, I just didn't see much good coming from that. I saw my dad going, you know, every week and giving his father a little bit of money to survive. He lived on Skid Row. I mean, that's where he wanted to live. He didn't want to live with us in our home. He was happy there. And my dad would give him a little bit of money, and Gundy Gunderson would spend that money on beer. He didn't hardly even eat anything. He just drank beer. And there was enough nutrition in beer, I suppose, to keep him alive. So I just vowed that that wouldn't be part of my life, having seen what happened to Gundy Gunderson. And luckily, my father was able to break that string and was a pretty successful guy on his own, probably way more successful than I'll ever be. And I've continued that string, and my children are the same way. So anyways, look, everybody for themselves. Over the last 3 years, Constellation Brands has delivered 54% per year, while the market's delivered 10. And over the last 12 months, the stock's up 52%. The market is flat. That gives FTZ a performance grade of A. Congratulations, you guys have built a major company, and you're giving good returns to your shareholders. From a valuation point of view, it's never been a cheap stock. But when I take those earnings estimates of $5.67 per share and I multiply them out at a nice growth rate and I apply a nice multiple, I still come up with a $218 target price. The stock's currently at $134. It's still one of the best in stocks. If Fox Business had me on with Liz Claman again, I would remind her, Liz, you remember when I told you about Constellation Brands? I hope you've done your part in keeping the stock going, but it's been a big winner. And I still hold Constellation Brands. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do no matter what happens in the market? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the best strategy to prosper in times of turmoil, or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's a great feeling to know that Bill Gunderson is an experienced captain who knows from decades of being at the helm just how to steer around financial storms and maybe even profit during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your supposed financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will evaluate your current positions and rechart a course that might just keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner at a mega big box firm who doesn't even know your name. There is always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give us a call at 855-611-BEST.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
I've been in the right place, but must have been the wrong time. Out of said the right thing, but her mother used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but her mother used the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what's good for. I've been in the right place.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Dogs Now Radio. And if you wonder why we're broadcasting on a cell phone here today, we're having a little trouble with our equipment. Now, when my son gets here and when Rob Sanford gets here, we're going to trace these lines here and find the bug, but there's a bug in there somewhere. We'll find it and we'll have it fixed by tomorrow. Anyways, in the meantime, we'll try to give you the best content possible. I want to close the show through this last quarter with a little history lesson, all right? We have a lot of new markets that we're entering into. I believe we're now in Boston. We recently hit Houston, and of course, we're in a lot of other major cities across America. So we must be doing something right here at Gunderson Capital Management. I hope you enjoy the show and the content that we provide here every day. But there's also new people coming on board that don't quite know, the history. And I'm just going to make it real brief and very simple. It all comes down to earnings. In 2009, the earnings of the S&P 500 dropped clear down to $59.95 per share. Now, the definition of earnings per share of the S&P 500, this is the aggregate earnings of the 500 companies that make up the S&P 500 divided by the number of shares outstanding, which produces a very easy-to-understand number, $59.95, okay? Now, let's put that into perspective, Bill. On its own, $59.95 doesn't mean anything to me. Well, let's go back a few years prior to that in 2007, when the S&P 500 earnings were $82.38. What happens when earnings of corporate America, of those 500 companies that make up the S&P 500, start to collapse? Well, the market goes down, and hence we had a bear market in 2008 and 2009. Earnings finally bottomed out in 2009 at $59.95, and they've been climbing ever since. And what has the stock market been doing ever since? The stock market has been climbing. In these examples of individual companies that I talk about on a daily basis, the reason these stocks have gone up over the last 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, is because they've continued to grow their earnings. But what happens when earnings start to come to a halt, which is kind of where we're at in the market right now? Now, from that $59.95 back in 2009, earnings have continued to grow until last year, when we may have hit a peak, we'll see, of $117.25. This year, for the first year during the 6.5-year bull market, during which time I've been bullish the entire time, as the commercial says, I'm not the guy that has been saying that gold would soar and that the dollar would get clobbered and the interest rates and inflation would roar. That may come. That may be coming. Probably is. But those guys were 5 or 6 years early on their call. When I start to see earnings level off, which we're seeing now, okay, we're going to have a decrease in earnings in 2015 compared to last year. Two major factors have contributed to that. Oil prices, which took about $8 in earnings out of the S&P 500, and also a strong dollar, which has cost the multinationals money when they bring those sales back to America, convert it back to U.S. dollars. They've been taking a hit. We're going to see about $116 in earnings this year. That's the first decrease during this whole bull market, and that's why you've seen the market level off, and that's why you see the S&P 500 down about 5% so far this year. But here's the key. Now we're looking ahead to 2016, aren't we? This earnings season that we're in right now is going to give us a major clue as to how 2016 is shaping up. Our baseline will probably be about $116 per share. That's probably where we're going to end up this year. What will we do next year? If earnings go up 10% next year, we'll probably see a 10% increase in the S&P 500. If earnings continue at this leveled-off pace, we'll probably see no growth in the S&P 500. And if earnings start to roll over and start to collapse, then we'll see the beginning of a new bear market. That's why every week I publish my numbers and my target price on the S&P 500. More importantly, these earnings estimates. That's the key. That's what holds the key to the future of this bull market. I've been a bull for 6 years and 25 months. Right now, I'm neutral on the market. I believe, it appears to me, that the bull market has come to a screeching halt. Having said that, there's lots of opportunities on the bull side of the market, the long side of the market, and there's also opportunities on the short side of the market. I believe that inverse exchange traded funds are an asset class that most asset allocators do not even consider as an asset class. They consider only long side of the market. I believe in hedging from time to time. There's bear markets in the bond market. There's bear markets in the stock market. And I want to lower my exposure during times like that. And I want to try to even benefit and profit from bear markets should they come along with some of these inverse funds that are available to us now as professional money managers and even as individual investors. Anyways, I go over all of this. I try to make it as simple as possible in my newsletter every single week. We have thousands of people all over the world that get the Best Stocks Now newsletter. Last week, I spent 2.5 days writing the newsletter because of all that was happening in the market. But I try to make it as simple as possible, and I try to show as many pictures because a picture will tell me more than 1,000 words, right? Anyways, you can get on our weekly newsletter mailing list by going to the website at pwstreet.com, pwstreet.com. And we manage money here. That's my main thing. It begins in 2 minutes here, going through my database of 4,200 stocks, ETFs, and people. You can call us 855-855-11. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.